New York City is not known for its fresh fruit, vegetables, or herbs. Most of these goods are typically shipped in from areas with more available land to dedicate to crops. But there is a growing trend in New York City, no pun intended, of urban farming. Urban farming is the use of the limited spaces available in cities for fresh produce farming.
One such farm exists in Battery Park, just outside New York's bustling financial district, where a small parcel of land was secured by a not-for-profit organization called the Battery Conservancy.
My name's Camille Hammer. I'm the farm manager at the urban farm at the Battery. I was hired in January by the Battery Conservancy. They were approached by some high school students, local high school students, who just wanted to grow some vegetables in the park. The soil was dumped in March, and then with a bunch of volunteers, we built all these raised beds. And we opened in April. So basically it is split into two parts. One part is the kind of production-oriented farm. We farm it basically for a farm stand and for Fatty Crab and Fatty Q, which are some restaurants in the park. And then the other half are, it's almost like a community garden. They're adopted by school groups and community groups and a few individuals. And they basically take care of it. The school groups, we teach and we like lead the classes for a lot of them, and some of them though are actually independent and they do their own thing, but for the most part we lead classes. It's been really interesting to be around people who have no idea what this is and who are just like, I did not know you could grow produce in Manhattan. What is this? What's an urban farm? Because we are located right near the Statue of Liberty, there's a lot of tourists and they are just like, oh, you know, in my country we have places like this. I didn't think America did this kind of thing, which is always funny. And I think it's a really wonderful example of what you can do. I mean, this is under an acre, and our budget wasn't a lot of money, and we've gotten so many volunteers, and I don't know, I think all parks should have them. That's my ultimate goal.
Across the East River in Brooklyn is East New York Farms' weekly farmers market. Stands for locally grown produce and baked goods line a small street off of New Lots Avenue. The block is shut down for the affair, and there is a large turnout of people not only shopping for food, but also taking in a performance or partaking in a free corn roast.
My name is Deborah Gregg. I'm the Urban Agriculture Coordinator at East New York Farms. We started in 1998 as part of a community participatory planning process. So people in the neighborhood came together and looked at what was needed in the community and then what assets the community had. East New York has been sort of historically marginalized. There is definitely a lot of violence, in particular in the 90s. For a period, there was a lot of trash pickup. One in three people was under 18, so there were a lot of youth with not a lot to do. And there was a huge lack of healthy food for people to eat. For a neighborhood of about 180,000 people, there was maybe a handful of grocery stores, and they were all getting seconds from Manhattan. They looked at the neighborhood and they saw that there's a really large immigrant population, and there are over 60 community gardens which came out of vacant lots that appeared during those kind of hard periods in the 70s, redlining and burning buildings for insurance money instead of development. So they created East New York Farms to match the needs, which was this lack of food, lack of things to do, lack of green space. It's kind of not such a safe environment. With these gardeners who had skills and knowledge from back home and grew food. So we started out as one stand selling some extra vegetables on the side of the street, and right now we're standing in our market, which has over 20 vendors and prepared food and music and events and all sorts of wonderful stuff like that. We have our own youth farm, which is right near the market, and our youth farm there and gain leadership development and sell at the market what they grow. And they also go out to help at local gardens and work with gardeners, and in particular older adult gardeners, to help them grow more food for the neighborhood. A lot of those gardeners sell at the market as well.
I'm Diana, and I'm a second year crew leader. I would be the one who work with the youths. The first years that come in now, I would be in charge of them. And then you have like the market manager, who are other returning interns, like third or fourth year. We have like the higher boss, who's like Deborah and three of them, but then they try to do it where like the youths are in charge of the youth, so we understand what each other needs and wants.
I guess in terms of our youth, we have had a couple who have turned out to want to be farmers, but mostly we just want them to be leaders to make good choices. So if they know that there's other options, then that's, I think, an important thing. Because when you live in a neighborhood where there aren't a lot of options, I think that's an incredible injustice to people who live in it. There's some funding through the state and the federal government that gives people assistance to shop specifically at farmers markets. It's about $20 for the summer, which isn't a lot, but I think makes a difference. I think people could always use more support in that area. We do a lot of business in that currency, and it's never, you know, people always run out, and it'd be great if there was more funding for it, but
no,
there's not. People want this sort of thing, you know. They want fresh fruits and vegetables. They want community where they can come and hang out and see performances and talk to people of different ages and cultures, and it shouldn't be a unique thing.
To the north is Brooklyn Grange Farm, which is actually located in Long Island City, Queens. The name of the farm reflects the borough where it was originally planned to start up, but after their lease fell through, they were forced to change location. Their plot is an acre, perched 7 stories above Northern Boulevard on a former auto parts factory. The rooftop farm is not the first of its kind, but it is unique for its fiscal approach to urban farming.
My name is Anastasia Cole Plagius. I am one of the founding partners at Brooklyn Grange Farm here in New York City. We operate as a for-profit business because our aim is to create a fiscally sustainable and highly replicable model. We're funded through a number of very different means. Equity investments, interest loans, and good old-fashioned grassroots fundraising. We raised $20,000 on the website Kickstarter.com, which was a huge boost both financially and psychologically. And it was really exciting to see people from all over the world, different continents, participating in this effort to create the world's first fiscally sustainable soil rooftop farm. We have 3 weekly farm stands, one right here in the lobby of our building on Wednesday afternoons, which is a great opportunity for people not only to come and meet their farmers and talk about the produce, but also to come up and see the farm. If they have questions about how we're growing things, they can ask us, but they can even answer them themselves with their own eyes, which is a really, really rare opportunity in somewhere like New York City. Since we opened in the spring of 2011, we have added a sister business, a nonprofit called City Growers, which aims to educate New York City school groups, community organizations, and New Yorkers in general about urban agriculture, sustainability, sustainable design, and healthy food choices. I had a school group up this past spring, and I asked the kids, I said, are you learning about food and farming in your classes? And they said, a little bit, not really. And I said, well, are you learning about the environment? This kid said, yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with us. We're in New York City, not the environment. Well, that's the country where there's grass and trees and stuff. I mean, you know, it really struck me at that moment that these are kids who maybe take the elevator from their apartment down to the city streets each day and get on the subway to go to school. And when they look around, they don't see an ecosystem. If we can change those kids' visions, just change their perspective enough that they think about the choices they're making in relation to the ecosystem in which they live, that next generation may be able to turn the tides and really start minimizing the number of resources that we've become dependent on. But of course, we have to equip these kids with the tools they'll need to do so. So plant a window box, grab your nearest kid, and get some seeds in there and teach them all about it.
This is Kellen Davidson.